Welcome back, Ramblers. I am Fatima, your makeup lover, cheese enthusiast, and tea speller.
And I'm Ricardo, a YouTube star, makeup artist as well, a Halloween decoration.
Okay.
And
so much more.
And this is
Interrupted Rambling.
Stick around and see what made Fatima say this.
Like, and again, it fucking starts with us here in the fucking States. Because we're freaking Americans and we want to show who's better. So it's like, bruh.
And what made Ricardo say this?
Hiking. But I feel like we appropriated that. Mexican people appropriated hiking. Today's episode is the one about what the fucks is Latinx. So, Fatima, when people ask you the dreaded, I don't know if it's a dreaded question, but when they ask you, what are you? What do you respond? I'm a human.
Woman.
No, but you know what I mean, right? Like, what are you, like when they ask you.
Yeah, like, where are you from? What's your background? But they don't even ask you. Where are your parents from?
Yeah, as well, también. But like, when they ask you that, what do you respond?
Oh, I'm Mexican.
I'm Mexican. Okay.
Or, you know, like, in English, it's more just Mexican. Because there's really no, like, female
or male
thing. But in Spanish, Mexicana. So more towards the female.
Do you explain which part of Mexico your parents are from or just Mexican?
Yeah, because usually they always, like, follow up with, oh, what part of Mexico?
That's true. Same, I would say the same thing. I always say Mexican, and then after that, it's like, what part, you know? But have you ever responded with, I'm Latina or I'm Hispanic? Unless it was in a questionnaire.
It's like one of those, But
like in person?
In person, no. I just say Mexicana.
Mexicana, right? Yeah. I feel like the same, but you know the difference, right? Like, I feel like a lot of people don't know the difference.
Yeah, I know the difference.
But, like, we know the difference. So, do you want to explain it?
Sure. So, for Latino, Latina, or in this case, for today's topic, Latinx is mainly beings who are from Latin America. And then Hispanic.
Which includes a lot of people in Brazil.
Yes.
So, and it includes some...
So it's Central America and South America, basically. Really? Yes. Because for me, Hispanic is more like colonizing areas.
Well,
so like Spain, yeah, Spain in particular.
Speak Spanish.
Yes.
So like Brazil, a Brazilian would not be Hispanic because they don't speak Spanish.
Right. Uh-huh. But they are more Latino because they're in Latin America. Yes, but like for Cubans and Puerto Ricans and... Dominican Republic and all those.
La República Dominicana. Isn't that a song?
I want to say Latinos.
Sorry, we're laughing because our set is falling apart.
That's a cheap tape you used, Ricky.
Do you think I should leave it?
You want to check if you can see it? I don't think you can.
I don't think we can see it. Okay. In the meantime, continue talking.
Tape is not gonna
Keep talking. Keep explaining.
Okay. Anyways, so I think that the difference between Latino and Hispanic. So for Hispanics are people who speak Spanish, but for me, I consider Hispanics mainly in like Europe, Europeans, colonizers.
But is that your definition? Now we're going by your definition or the actual definition?
So I think there's more of like the true definition, like word for word,
which is basically people who speak Spanish.
And then Latino is where you're from, as in like Latino America.
So that's like what I was taught basically.
But then again, there's like, I guess people, individuals, how they define
themselves. Then,
but yeah, what about you?
I usually define myself as Mexican, and then after that, Latino. I don't think I've ever like called myself Hispanic, and I think it has to do with the fact that you said that it seems more like of a colonized aspect of my identity, if you want to call it that, you know. And I don't think I like that, or it's not something that I would like voluntarily,
Say,
yeah,
unless
say
it's like
or
in
like
one of those
portray, like
questionnaires that
yeah.
you fill out, like doctors or whatever, they'd be like, "Oh, what's your ethnicity?" But it's like white, African
Or like
American,
non-white Hispanic or
Asian.
something like that, right?
And then they'll be like,
Or white
"Latino,
Hispanic.
no, are you Hispanic?" And it's like,
Yeah,
"No."
technically.
But then they'll be like,
Technically.
"Latino." But I've encountered either just Hispanic, and they don't follow up with Latino or nothing. It's just Hispanic. So I'm like, well, yes, because I speak Spanish, you know? So I don't know. It's weird how it's not an ethnicity.
What do you feel about the whole Latinx component right now? That like it seems so prevalent, especially right now in the present
I think the
with
term
language.
Latinx is more Americanized than in Mexico. Because here at least they're trying to. Because, okay, in Spanish in general, it's very either masculine or feminine words.
But there is a like hierarchy, or what's it called? Patriarchy in language? Where like if there's five women and one man, just because there's one man, it takes over the male, how do you say it? Male like word, if you want to call it that.
But then even then, on some of them, I think it's mainly like when you're having conversations, but I think like more like in text, they do the dash. So they put like, for example, nosotros, nosotras.
Oh, okay, I know what
So
you
they'll
mean.
put nosotros dash as, AS. So it's like whichever
Yeah,
fits,
whichever
you
one
know?
applies.
Which is cool, which is nice because it's like it's not a whole different word. It's just the ending, the last two letters that they just switch
And
out.
it still includes everyone, basically, right?
Exactly.
That is in the binary, if you wanna call it that. But you remember the first time you heard the term?
Yes. Yeah, it was like when Gen Zs were like in high school and shit.
But like, how many years ago was that, do you think?
Maybe like 3 or 4,
Because I was gonna say,
something
for
like
me, it's
that.
something very recent. It's, yeah, maybe 3, 4 years, the first time I ever heard it. And it was one of those things where I was like, where the fuck did this come from? You
I feel
know
like the word just Latinx
what I mean?
makes it seem so much longer than Latinos.
Really?
Yeah, Latinx. Like you have
Latinos?
to like
There's a special pronunciation at the end?
emphasize the X and you
Latinx.
say the letter X. Because, okay, if you think about it in Spanish, that it's not how when you say Latinx, you're saying the letter X. You're not pronouncing the letter. You know, like the sound that it makes. You following?
Yes.
So they say Latin X. So they're saying the
EX, basically. Latin X. Oh,
X,
R.
but like when they spell it, you spell it Latin
And then an
and then
X.
an X. So when you say it, it's Latin X. So you're saying the letter, what the letter is. So like in Spanish, you don't say the X. You would more like pronunciate it. Like what the sound of the letter X
So how
makes.
would you say? Likes.
But that's the thing. I don't think in Mexico they use the term Latinx.
Because you mentioned it was more like Americanized or like it seems anglified. I agree with that. I like the idea behind it.
Yes,
The
agreed.
idea of like it being inclusive and being taken away the, like I said, the patriarchy aspect of the Spanish language. But I do
For that, I
think.
don't agree.
No, why?
Because it's a language. So it's like a language that has been for so long
But
that now
language
they
changes
want to
all the
change.
time, though.
I understand it, but they want to change literally everything from
Literally
it.
everything.
And when you mean like, well, language changed, yes, it changes slowly by introducing new words at a time. Here in this case, they don't want to introduce things, they
No,
want to
we change it.
change the whole language. Now, the thing here also, it's for us because we live here in the States, obviously, like you mentioned, it's anglified. So
Well,
they
it's
want to
seem
make
yeah.
it. So it's like we as like and I'm saying this, we are considered Americans because mm-hmm. we live here and we grew up here, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We're trying to change a language that is mainly spoken.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Or is the primary language somewhere else?
Exactly. So mm-hmm. it's like, we are basically putting our ideas and thoughts and like, yeah, that's wrong. And mm-hmm. it's like.
So it you know seems very, to... yeah, it seems very much like talking down to them or like, you don't know any better. This is how it's supposed to be.
Right. So it's like, if they don't have an issue, why are we trying to.
To change it?
Change it. If. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand it. I understand.
But I understand also where they're coming from. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But, like, I feel like at this point they're trying to literally, I don't know. They're finding things to change all the time. Uh-huh. And it's like, you want your respect. So mm-hmm. give those, that native language countries the respect of, like, it's them up to them if they want to decide to change it.
Because I was going to say.
Or adopt the language or the new words that we are coming up uh-huh. with.
Because, I was going to say, it does seem like a very much like a thing that younger people use only. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced a person maybe older than 40 use Latinx. You know what I mean?
Yeah, same. Because I'm like, okay, Latinx, okay, cool. But it always follows up with what part.
Oh, okay.
But it's always like, oh, where are you from? Mm-hmm. But I feel like Latinx, I think that's more of like a, what is it, like an adjective to describe yourself? Mm-hmm.
So like, okay.
I'm Latinx. Mm-hmm. But it's like when someone asks like, oh, hey, what's up? And they hear your name, you're like, oh, like, where are you from? You're not going to say, oh, I'm Latinx. No, you're going to say, oh, my parents are, or I'm from. Mexican or mm-hmm. this and that. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Where are your parents from? Oh, my parents from here and there. You know what I'm saying? So I think like just the word Latinx is more used as like an adjective, like uh-huh. added to yourself, like to describe who you are.
Yeah, and it's taken away also a component of who you are if you still fit into the binary. Like, for example, I had a conversation with somebody and they were like, yeah, I understand like the inclusivity aspect of like being, you know, having people be called or labeled Latinx. But then somebody was like, the fact that I am a Latina, like a woman, it's very different from other people that don't identify as, you know, a woman, mm-hmm. a woman, because like her struggle or her experience are very different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So by just having that label of Latinx, it's not a true representation of who she is or who they are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, I understand why they want to do it, but, like, it's still not. I feel like it's one of those things where, like, it's an individual decision whether you like it or not, you know? Mm-hmm. Whether you use it also or not. Which is, like, it can create. Because I seen also not just the word change Latinx, but, like, have you seen the ES coming out instead of the OS or, like, the. So somebody was like, instead of nosotros or nosotras, it would be nosotres. Have you ever seen that?
I think so.
And that sounds.
I think I only saw like once. But
really? I saw that once in a TV show and it was so.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, it was so jarring. And it was also one of those things where like, it was a competition show. So the judges were the ones using it mostly. The competitors, they were not using it at all. So it seemed awkward, you know what I mean? Like, the judges were trying to be very inclusive and be like, nosotres, usted, what was it? I can't think of any other thing.
Oh, so it's like ustedes.
Yeah, like
So they're trying to do that, but, okay. It's more like a they, them.
Yes.
So, ustedes, usted is more like they, them kind of term. So they're trying to get that S from ustedes.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that, but like they added ES to like verbs, or no, not to nouns, right? It would be to nouns, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, to nouns. And it sounded so weird. Ellas. It would be, if they were referring to a group of people, it would be ellas.
Which is them. In English,
ellos.
It would
be them. Instead of ellos or ellas. And it sounded so weird, and it was not consistent. And it was one of those things where I'm like, is it really necessary? You know, like.
But see, that's my point right there. Uh-huh. They're, like, they understand you know, and they want to try to be as respectful as possible. But sometimes it's hard because you grew up speaking the way you are and how the language was when we were younger. So the point of, like, changing the language, because that's at that point, that's what they're doing. They're changing the language.
Like you said, it's too much. It almost seems like they're changing too much.
Right. Which they're trying to, like, accommodate, understandable, 100%. But it's also to the point where it can bug, like, it
I'm
can
confusion. Be
too much. Exactly.
And, like, to the max. Confusion to the max. And I didn't understand part of, like, the message they were trying to say, you know?
Because you just focus on ASA, like, how they just pronounce when they're referring to them.
And it did seem, like, again, that was, like, a pure, it showed reflection. It was a pure reflection of the people in power, the judges, being the ones implementing this kind of way they talk on the commoners, the participants, you know? So it was weird to me to see that. And it was, like, it didn't flow. I understand, like, we talked about how language changes with young people. Slang oftentimes becomes part of, like, the dictionary and vocabulary. And who comes up with that, you know, like, young people.
But all the time.
Right, all the time. But it just feels like a lot to me.
It feels a lot because I think they want to change it as soon as possible.
So if it was a little bit more gradual?
I think it would be easier for people to... It's because, see, okay, now here another... I don't want to say issue, but, like, another thing I've seen is when... And I'm going to admit myself, like, I have friends who, you know, they want to be referred as they, them.
Okay.
But I have sometimes, like, when I'm just, like, you know, talking, and I'm, like, you know, in your head, you know, having a conversation, like, it'll slip.
Like, but they're old pronouns?
Yes, okay. But it's not me doing intentionally. Yeah.
And I
it's
think not, they know
like,
that, though.
I'll, yeah, and I'll, like, I'll catch myself, I'm, like, oh, and I'll try to fix it. And then, you know, I'll use the name because I think for me, that's just easier to utilize the name. Yes. But then sometimes it just seems so repetitive because it's just easier to say they wanted to go to the store and then
Stephanie wanted to go to the store.
And then Stephanie wanted this. Yeah. And then, for example. Uh-huh. So, you know, but.
I don't know if Stephanie. That's that's the first name that came up to my mind. But yeah, I understand you.
And then, you know, they get upset at the person.
You think so?
I've seen it.
Really?
That they get upset, but it's like,
but, okay,
if you just introduced, or so another thing for me, it's like when they introduce themselves, and, like, there's people who will straight up and say, oh, these are my pronouns. Okay, cool. Uh-huh. But then there's times where they don't even tell you that they're pronouns. So then when you start talking and then you use the wrong pronouns, they'll be like, they get upset, and it's like,
yeah, you know? I feel like that, once again, I want to bring it up to, like, do you think, like, your parents would understand that?
No,
right?
No, they would not. But this is a change in us. Uh-huh. Like, we are open and we're trying to know and be as respectful as possible. But sometimes we are going to mess up. At least me.
Yes.
I know I will mess up. But it's, I'm not doing it ill will.
Yeah, I think as long as it's not malintent.
No.
People should recognize that, and, like, either they correct you, or if you cut yourself, that's more than enough.
Not just that, but also, like, sometimes, like, I want to ask, what are your pronouns? But I feel like I'm too, like, I don't want to be too aggressive, because I'm coming more of, like, I want to be as respectful as possible. I don't want to use the wrong pronouns. So I want to know, so I can, like, have it in me and know, like, okay, these are the pronouns. So then it's, like, asking them when they have not specific.
But this is the thing. Well, like, in a lot of places, they're doing that now when they first introduce themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, in a lot of my classes.
But, like, when they don't, but you.
So I would say, I would just. It sounds bad, but I would just assume, and you would go with whatever they look like.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah, but.
If they don't actively provide you that information.
Can you ask them?
I understand what you're saying. Like, it's almost like assuming already, right? They're not gonna want to be.
So, like, for example, if you see someone that you think, and, like, for me at least, I go with the safest, they, them. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people either go they, them, she, her, or they, them, he, him, or they, them only. So my safest thing is I always say they, them. Because, like, if you see, and you see that they might use she, they, digo, she, her, but it's like, I don't know if that is correct. So I just always go with they, them because I
A
just
safe
want to
bet.
be, yeah.
And I think that's the easiest part for me, I think. For me, I think because there's been multiple examples of how people use it all the time, even for singular people, how we use plural pronouns, they, them, you know? That it's not as hard for me, but I do find myself sometimes calling them the wrong pronoun. And like I said, it's as long as it's not meant on purpose and it's not meant as a way to degrade them, I think people are willing to let it go. Or not let it go, but be okay with it, you know?
Yeah, especially because a lot of the older folks, some of them are have come to their senses and they're trying to, but I there's still some people out there who are as hard as a rock and
And this
cannot.
conversation just made me think about that. I'm like, hey, my if I had a non-binary friend, how would I introduce him to my family? You know what I mean? Like, would I just be like, oh, this is I'm gonna go again with
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right? Yeah, this is Stephanie. Would I go, Eya? You know, what would I say
I think just keep
there?
going based off of name.
It won't be too repetitive there. But what if your
But then
parents
you,
say,
if they
oh,
ask.
cómo está Stephanie? Ella todavía está en tu clase?
But
Would
then.
you correct them there?
Yes.
Yes. And what
I
would you say?
would.
And how would you say it in Spanish?
Just, I would just say Stephanie is a Stephanie. No le gusta que le digan ella o palabras femeninas. But then again, it's like, son todas palabras masculinas? Because every word is either masculine or feminine. There's no in
Yeah.
between. So
So
it's.
would that be the yes part right
But then a
there?
ellas le gusta. Le gusta.
A yes le gusta.
Gusta.
Because that's
Sí,
singular.
a ellas le gusta comer manzanas.
No, that's plural
Yes.
also. That's plural also. Como si dices a ellos les gusta. That's still
Yeah.
plural. So I
Or
feel like it's one of those
yes.
things at the beginning, you might have to consciously
Not just that, but I think
adjust
I would
it.
also tell Stephanie, like, heads up. My
They
parents
probably
are
know already though, but
old.
they probably know.
So,
Be patient.
yes.
Yes.
No, I think for me, like, if my parents were like adamant and I'm like, no, que son esas fachadas or whatever, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just not gonna bring
Bring
Stephanie
Stephanie.
here.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't respect, I'm not gonna bring Stephanie into a freaking situation where they're not gonna feel welcome. Like, nah, man. And just explain, like, hey, yo, I don't want
Hey
you.
yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey yo, sis.
What was it? Hey, yo, Piff. The video I
Oh.
showed you earlier.
The voicemail. Is that I
The
feel like it's
voice.
a voicemail,
Yeah, it's
right?
a voicemail
It's a
thing.
voicemail. No,
Anyway.
yeah. Anyways, I think for me, I'm gonna change we're gonna go into a different topic, but for me the Latinx thing is I'll use it if at least one person wants me to use it. You know what I mean? Like if I'm in a room with people and at least one person wants me to use it, I'll use it. Like it's not a problem for me, you
But
know what I
like
mean?
you, I think you would use it to describe that person, not to describe yourself, unless if you consider yourself a Latinx.
Oh my God. Okay.
You see?
Yes, yes,
That's
yes.
what I mean with the term Latinx. It's more of like a description word
Description word.
than,
Yes.
So it,
Okay.
because especially it'd be like, for example, Stephanie is Latinx.
Oh, okay.
But then they would
So.
ask, oh, what part from Latin America? Oh, they are from Argentina.
Okay.
And
Yes, yes,
boom.
yes, yes.
Because in English, there is no masculine or feminine. Because in Spanish, es Argentina o es argentino. So then in that
Yes.
sense, you would say, oh, Stephanie es de Argentina. So you
So
would
you would have
say,
on it.
so you have to like fix your sentence,
Yes. Or rearrange it.
At least in Spanish, yes.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like I don't encounter it that often in
Neither
person
do
for
I.
me to think it through and like to practice it almost.
Well, the thing here is because usually when they ask you, you don't say I'm Latino.
That's what, yeah.
So it's like the chances of you encounter, maybe, I don't know, like, because they always say, oh, what are you? It was like, oh, I'm Mexican. Mm-hmm. Mexican is just a term. Yeah, it's not, already, you know? So like, oh, what part? Oh, the from Sinaloa. Here, from there. Yeah, you know? Whatever. Oh, that's cool. So then instead of saying, oh, I'm Latinx. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. What part? Oh, I'm Mexican. Oh, for the, like, you know, it's like an extra step.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, I was going to ask everyone listening, right? Does anybody know where it originated? You know what I mean? Like the term, like where, like who coined it almost in a way. I want to know that. I feel like I can Google it, you know, so maybe I should. Mm-hmm. Not right now. Not right now. But like Google it, see. And like, I'm also curious to know if, like you said, people in Mexico ever use it. People in any Latin America or Hispanic
speaking country. I will definitely ask because I am going.
Oh, you're going? Yeah.
I am going sometime this week. So I will ask my cousins.
Yeah, ask them.
And be like, y'all use the term here? Maybe they do. Like,
how do they refer to non-binary people?
Okay. Now, here's the thing. The reason why I don't think that they use it is because the majority of people in Mexico are going to say, soy mexicano, because they live there, you know?
Yes, yes.
So I don't think they would say, oh, soy Latina, because it's like, I think that term originated here, because we're in the States, it's more diversity. So just to group up that area, they said Latino.
Yes. It's a hard in the immunity.
Which is why I was like, yeah, I'll ask him if they use Latinx. So I'm like, it makes no sense. Because they would say, no, we'll use Mexican.
So maybe so use
ask them the terms for like, non-binary people.
Yes.
What term?
Uh-huh. What terms? Yes! Okay, I'm excited for this. I want to know now. Okay, but we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk about an experience that happened recently that had me a little shooketh. not like that to that extent, but let's take a break.
Okay.
And we're back again. Fatima, I have a question for you. And this depends. It's going to affect my mental health. So have this. Joking. Okay. Have this as a precursor. No, I'm joking. But I want you to be, I don't know. Okay. So like I'm now debating if I do want her to be this. I want you to be as honest as you possibly can.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Three yeses.
Three yeses makes a no. Go ahead.
Two negatives cancel each other, and then another one. Oh shit. Okay. Am I whitewashed?
No.
Oh shit. The pause scared me. Okay.
For me, no.
Okay.
But go to Mexico and they'll say hell yeah.
Okay.
Like but not like not, TJ. Okay. Like deep down, like Mexico, and they'll say yes.
Okay.
They didn't call out how you walk. They'll be like, you're not from here.
I walk in my tippy toes.
Because they'd be like, because you walk different. And I was like, okay. They told me that once. My cousins, they're like,
you walk
different. You walk different. People know that you're not from here. Yeah. And I was like,
you walk with freedom. You walk in the Star Spangled Banner. It just starts playing. Okay. So, okay. I'm not. You said here I'm not. But like, if I was in Mexico, I was. Okay. So, like, why would you think, what would be the comparison that they would have, the deciding factor that they would be like, yes, this is something whitewashed that he does, this, and this.
Your accent?
Oh, really?
The way you walk?
Wait, but my accent speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Okay,
the way I walk? So, here, you know, us, we're cool, because but if you think about it, how much of the time do we speak English?
Most of the time.
In Spanish?
Especially for you,
it's like when you're home. Mm-hmm. For me...
Never, casi.
At work.
At work, with your little ones.
Yes. Uh-huh. But it's not that even that...
Yeah, big. And it's... I was gonna say it's basic Spanish, because it's little kids, right?
Exactly. So, and like, I'm trying to speak more Spanish, but I've noticed that my Spanish has gone down the toilet. But, you know... I know how to read. So,
Okay. So, for example, so I'm gonna tell you the traumatic experience now.
Okay.
That's not dramatic. But I was having a conversation with a coworker. So he is Mexican, I believe, or Latino. Oh, Latinx! I don't know, Latinx. He might not be Mexican, I don't know where he's from. But he speaks Spanish. The point is that he speaks Spanish.
Hispanic? I'm just kidding.
And is he Hispanic? Oh yeah, that's true. And he looks my skin color. So all these assumptions right here that I
He's a
just made.
Spanish-speaking folk.
You okay? Yes. And he looks like me a little bit. Skin color, I mean. And then there was a white coworker that I had. He's from like Minnesota or something somewhere.
So.
He grew up in a farm, allegedly.
Okay.
The point is that we were having a conversation, and they asked me, did you have a, how do you say it? A piñata? I forgot for a second the word. Did you have a piñata growing up? I'm like, no. I said, no, I'm not that type of Mexican. That's a joke, you know what I mean? Like, that's a joke. I'm like, no, I'm not that type of Mexican. And then the Hispanic or Latino or Mexican guy,
Spanish
you
speaking
know,
folk.
yes, he was like, wait, what do you mean? Because, and then he stopped, and I was like, because what? He's like, because I think you're a little whitewashed. And I was like, oh, what do you, he's like, what do you mean that you're not that type of Mexican? And I'm like, he's like, because I think you're whitewashed. And I was like, what? And then customers walked in, so we, the conversation
Ended,
couldn't, yeah, the conversation couldn't keep going. But the point is that, like, I was called whitewash, and it's one of those things where, like, I can't be objective, right? Because I am my own person. But if I try to be as objective as I can, I definitely do not see myself as whitewash. But he is not the first person to call me that, you know what I mean? And or not call me the term whitewash, but Americanized. Like my brother does that often, you know? But it got me thinking. I'm like, what is the definition? First of all, what is the definition of whitewash? And like, what would qualify in their view for me to be whitewashed? You know what I mean? So like, for you, what would be the definition of a whitewashed person? If we're talking about, let's keep it Mexican, if I'm Mexican, because we're our culture.
For me, the term whitewash was used is used more for millennials
Oh, really?
because Gen Zers now use a different term.
What do you use?
They use the no sabo kid.
Oh, yes, that's true. That is true.
The
That
no
is such
sabo.
the no sabo kid. Okay.
So, and I think they.
That's so true.
So the thing now, so that's the thing. So there's those two terms, right? And I want to say whitewash is more on the that you went to like
School here.
yeah, well, school here, but the school was mainly
White?
maybe white or English, more English spoken.
Oh,
So like
okay.
more
But like, isn't
like
that the norm? Like, you don't really see, you see
so
Spanish or other languages being taught like equally almost in a way in elementary, but like
No,
after
but I'm
that, they're
saying
electives,
like
no?
the students themselves
Oh,
that
okay.
attend to the
Okay.
school. Okay, so like for example, where I grew up, it was mainly Spanish,
Oh.
mainly Mexican students. Why? Because
You're close
we
to the border.
closer to the border, so the majority were Spanish. So everywhere you would walk and stuff, it was always Spanish, 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 Spanish. Obviously, the classes were in English, but you would
I get you,
have,
I get you, I
you
get
would
you.
have, but the majority of our, what is it, demographics were Spanish speaking, okay?
Mexican.
Mexicans in particular. So now like your demographics of your school.
Oh, you're asking me, or
I'm asking
you're
you.
shading me?
No, I'm asking you.
It was very much like, I think, if I remember correctly, very much down the middle of like, well, not down the middle, but a lot of, half of them were probably white because we were in a military housing area.
Okay.
And then the other half, or close to the half, I mean, was Mexican. And I say Mexican because most of them were Mexican, you know? Like,
Okay.
there's probably a couple people from Latin America, but like you said, most of them
Spanish
Mexican,
speaking.
Spanish speaking. We were bused there mostly, you know? And then there was a couple of like Asian people, black people. But I would say the biggest two groups were definitely white and definitely Mexican.
Okay. So the thing here is like Was your school very proud of like would show their Mexican heritage or whatever? Because at least for my
The
school,
school or
they
the people,
did.
you mean?
The people in
Yeah, I
particular.
think so, to a certain
Okay.
extent. Yes,
So
yes.
the thing here now, like with
Yes.
whitewashed, I feel like you grew up mainly hanging out with people who speak English.
Okay.
Okay?
No matter
So,
what they
no,
look like, or
yeah,
okay.
just English. So you would do Americans, quote unquote American stuff, whatever that entails. So then essentially, when you walk in, or even like when you go into your house, you would speak English to your parents.
Two parents.
They would speak Spanish to you,
Whether they
which.
understand it or not, or whether they
Exactly,
respond,
you
yeah, okay.
know? So I don't like, I think now that I think about it, it's like, what is whitewashed?
Exactly.
Like, but I think a lot of the people, or like more the fact of like, who the fuck started whitewash? Because if we're all here in the States and we're like,
We're all in
you know, and I
America.
feel like whitewash is, was,
I
you
feel like
know,
it's used also against black people a lot.
I think it's just to downgrade your heritage. It's you. So it's like trying to say,
Yes.
like, if I were to tell you, oh, you're whitewashed. Like, it's
It's
saying
like
that
saying I'm more,
I'm
yes.
more Mexican, I'm more cultured than you are. And it's
Yes.
like,
But what are they basing it off of? Because, like, for example, for me,
I think how you
I.
speak, the way you speak
Okay.
Spanish, which hence that's why Gen Zers now say the
No
no
sabo,
sabo,
please.
because
Because
no, I
they
was,
speak it, but they don't understand all of it, or they don't know
or
all of
just
it.
how they, yeah, how they speak it. That's what it says, no sabo. They go
The
like, oh, no.
conjugating.
Instead of saying no sé, they'd be like, oh, no, no sabo. So it's like, that's why they, you know, that term came along. So I think it's how you
Speak it, you
talk,
said, you talk.
okay? How you dress as well.
Okay.
Because there's, you know, there's kids out there who are like, hate the fact that they are, have culture in them. Like they're Mexicans or, you know, African American, they want to act like they're white. You know what I'm saying? So how they carry themselves also. But I think mainly whitewash is utilized more as in like how you speak your Spanish.
Yes, I think so. If I was to judge and categorize people and label them whitewashed, I would say yeah, definitely it's knowing the language if they don't know it, or if they speak it mucho, you know, whatever, or they struggle with it, whatever. That's like the biggest category, I would say. The other one would also be not knowing, like in this case, like I said, Mexican, we're talking about Mexican pop culture or like artists. So like if they don't know any Mexican music, you know what I mean? And like if I talk to them and I'm like, you don't know who freaking Gloria Trevi is, or you don't know who Juan Gabriel is. But that's one of the things where like I'm judging it based on my presumption because I know them. Or do I feel better than them because I know them over them, you know? Like that's one. Another one would be if most of the people they surround themselves or their friends, whatever, are white. That's one, you know? And then the other one would be if their stereotypical white interest. And you would say, what are white interests?
What are white
What are
interests?
white interests? Hiking. But I feel like we appropriated that. Mexican people appropriated hiking. Why are you looking at
You had to go with hiking. Bish, you hike.
That's what I'm
So do
saying. That's
I.
what I'm saying. It's one of those things where it was white for a long time, but now all the Mexican moms, middle age, they're up there in
Cow
their
Mountain.
Cow's Mountain. They're up there, you know. That what is another one? Oh, if you have pet insurance, that is a white thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like I know. Basically, no Mexican
The
people
only pet
that have pet
insurance I
insurance.
have is TJ. When I go and they're like, oh, it's $300 to do a tumor surgery. All right,
Thank
got it. Here
you.
you go.
Thank you.
Because here they charge you like two, three grand.
Yeah, it's crazy. The privilege to have pet insurance is a white thing to me, you know what I mean? GoFundMe. I feel like that's a white thing. You know GoFundMe?
But like, why? What do you
I don't know,
mean?
because I feel like I don't I
I think
feel
the reason behind The reason why they make a GoFundMe can be the white
Yeah.
thing. Because there's people who are actually in need, and there's other ones like, help me buy a new car.
Yes, that's what I was going to get at. Or like, help me, I want to backpack through Europe.
You know,
that. And I feel like it's one of those things where, once again, if we talk about the privilege, or I'm talking about it myself, but if we talk about the privilege, if you see a white person do that, it's not seen as a negative thing. But if you ever saw like a black person or a person of color asking for that,
like
you were
lazy.
Yeah, they're lazy. They're asking for handouts.
Yeah, they need to get a work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that, I think also like, a lot of people consider other people whitewash, or like Mexicans, if we go again to that, if you are not Catholic religious, because I feel like it's more common to be atheist and be quote unquote white. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like, and if you're not like overly, you kind of talked about this at the beginning, if you're not overly prideful or being Mexican or like overly verbal about it, you know what I mean? That is seen as being whitewashed.
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing here, for me, the irony of it all is like how you say, oh, you're whitewashed, or you're not even Mexican, or you're not real Mexican, but it's like, probably that person saying that has never even been to Mexico. And it's like, really? You know what I'm saying? Or like, for example, also like people who just simply cannot go to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
because they don't have papers. So you're literally just saying
that. They can go.
Well, they can.
That's just
who. They can go. Shoot that, you got me there. You know, so like, who are we to
judge?
Not judge, but to like, what's the word? Like,
compare?
Determine.
Oh, determine. Okay.
That how, if you're Mexican enough to use the, or to describe yourself that you're Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, and again, it fucking starts with us here in the fucking States. Because we're freaking Americans,
mm-hmm.
and we want to show who's better. So it's like, bruh, if we all stepped into Mexico, they'll eat our ass up.
Yeah, like,
they'll judge us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Why? Because again, like, if we were to go to Mexico, they'd be like, you're not Mexican enough. Right? But if we come here, white people would be like, you're Mexican. But it's like, technically, no.
Yeah, I'm a mixture of both.
Yeah. So we're not even accepted here, nor there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, you know? But, like, we just want to seem better than
yeah,
someone else. Like, oh, I'm more Mexican than you because my Spanish is great. And you're no sabo kids.
Yeah, it's so tricky.
But
I
think that's so funny.
The no sabo kids?
They're hilarious.
It is so funny. I think I sent you a video, right?
Yes.
Of, like, the girl with
her
Spanglish. Oh, seashell. What was it? Concha del Mar or something? No,
no,
it wasn't Concha del Mar. It was.
No. Can't.
Sí. A mar, algo del mar, ¿no? Show.
I don't know.
Caparazón del mar or something.
Caparazón del mar.
It's
concha.
It's like, isn't that sweet bread? But I feel like it's so hard because, like, I, what?
Not just that, but, like, the younger kiddos. Like, for example, me.
Mm-hmm. The younger kiddos, me?
I'm not saying I'm young. I'm from, my younger brother.
Okay.
So, me and my older brother, we grew up, obviously, in a household. And my parents were all, like, speak Spanish here, speak Spanish. No English allowed. We're like, all right. So, that's why we have our Spanish and we practice and everything.
Uh-huh.
So, my younger brother, I want to say he's a no sabo kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because for him, it was... Like, if you speak to him in Spanish, he has an aggressive accent. And he'll just be like...
That reminded me. Okay, after that,
like,
tell me,
he'll be... He'll get stuck, and then he's like, oh... He's trying to see if he can come up with the word. As it doesn't come out as fluently.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him, obviously, me and my older brother, we would speak English to each other. And then with my little brother, we would speak English with him.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
it's your fault that he's a no sabo kid.
It's not my fault. No se puso... No. O sea, you know, so it's, and not just that, but it's like, I think him, his friends, I don't think they speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
At least for me, like, my friends in high school, we would speak Spanish, English,
yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Pussy talks English, Spanish.
Damn. You do you.
Trilingual.
You know, so, it's, again, that of, like, as, like, for example, our kids, if you were to have kids, hypothetical.
Don't put that bad juju on me. Do not put that bad juju on me. Okay.
Hypothetical.
Uh-huh. I'm very adamant. Okay, keep going. What were you gonna
I know
ask?
you are, but hypothetically, would you speak to them in Spanish
Yes.
as they grow up and
Yes.
have the same rule? Did your
Yes.
parents have that rule of only speak Spanish here, or?
No, I think I said this one time other before. It was more like I can't speak English to them because they won't understand it. So it had to be Spanish. But like you said, me and my sister,
But
my
like
brother not so much,
now
but
that you understand
I understand. Oh yeah,
English.
I'm like, what do I understand? Like, what do I understand?
No, now that you understand English, if your child, your hypothetical child, like
I would be very. Well, it also depends who I have that child with, or am I raising them by themselves, by myself?
you have a non-Spanish speaking
Oh, okay.
partner.
That makes it even trickier, I would say. That makes it tricky. Oh my God, that does make it tricky. So if I have a non-speaking, oh shit.
Or even, let's put it another way,
Okay.
Latino, Latinas, Latinx, who understand it, but their speaking is not the very best
I would
because they
say
never really spoke it. They most like heard it, but
yes.
they fully comprehend it.
I
But
would say Spanish, and other people have the same idea, I think, but Spanish up until they're gonna
go
go
to
to
school
school.
because especially they're gonna be in
Yeah,
school for like 8 hours.
exactly. But Spanish, yes.
So like for example, your partner that only speaks English but understands Spanish.
That would be still Spanish. If they don't understand Spanish at all, that's even trickier, I would say.
Right.
But like, thank God I don't have to be in that situation. Okay, so you though.
But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like for us, it was like we had to do Spanish because our parents, they don't know. You know, but
Oh,
now
but in the
that
future, that's not the norm. That's what you're
Right, so
saying. Okay.
now like we are the ones who will ha not you,
So no,
me
but
have kids. So it's like I understand English, but
Do you?
it's
I'm joking.
creo que sí. You
No,
know?
okay, so let me ask you, or you answer your own question, because both you and Sergio speak Spanish and English. Your pussy just talks French. That's the third one, but what would your decision be?
I think the same that my parents implement on me of
Only
only Spanish at the
in the
house.
house?
Now
Oh,
the
okay.
thing here is like
Do you think Sergio will follow that?
Sergio and I speak English all the time. Rarely we'll do some Spanish here and there, you know? Because when I met him, he would
He'll be a
talk basically. So here's the thing. He would talk to his parents in English. His parents would talk to him in Spanish, and then he would respond it. I'd be like, oh hell, now we'd be like I'll be like, okay. So that was how they, you know, he'll be like in English, just English, and like the parents understood, but I'm just like, I was like at a different realm. I was like, what is this? I was like, I thought I was sinning.
You were
I was sinning. I was like, ooh.
sinning. So I think if you go into it with a goal of not speaking English when your child's around, I think it's very manageable.
I think so too. Not just that, but okay, now another thing I believe too, because when I was growing up, we had bilingual
Classes?
schools. Classes, yeah. So obviously our parents would speak Spanish to us, so then we already, Spanish is our first language. We would go in and then they would introduce English to us slowly, you know? Which sucks now because they don't really offer that. There's a few schools here
Well, they're
who
more of a, yeah.
do, but it was like a Spanish immersion. So like kindergarten, it's like 100%, like 90% Spanish, and then like 10% English, and then as the grades go up, it's
It's less, less,
50-50.
less, less, less.
So it's like that would help too. But then even then, like if your child, if they're in kinder, they just don't know the language, you're gonna have a hard time. That
Yeah.
it's doable, it's doable, but it's gonna take some time.
But it's one of those things where, like, children under, like, what is it, 7 or 9? Yeah, it's 9. Under 9, they really don't have any negative to being bilingual. And they pick up the language right away, you
Right,
know?
right, right,
So, I think,
But the
yeah.
thing here also, it has to do with home.
Yeah,
Because
yeah,
if they're just 8 hours at home, but they go at school, but even then at school, they're not necessarily practicing their Spanish.
yeah. That's what you kind of have to, that's where
At
you
home,
become.
you have
That's
to.
you're the parent, you have to
Yeah.
like.
So I'm lucky. My future children are gonna be lucky as fuck.
Yeah. But then after
And your
that.
hypothetical children will be lucky too.
hypothetical children, oh my God. Like right now, my little nephew, he They only talk to him in Spanish.
My nephew was just Spanish until he started living here in the States.
What is it? Is he picking it up? Picking it up? He's Ariana Grande in it?
Yeah, no, he's like English only. And I'm really? Like, yeah.
How old was he?
He was in first grade when he got here. So he's been like a year or so. Yeah.
But still.
But he picked it up. Like, he Ariana Grande it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he did.
But he's like so adamant and it's just English and really? It's like, bro, like no.
No, you have to. Yeah.
Like obviously at home he'll talk like to my grandparents. Yeah.
His grandparents.
Well, my parents. Mm-hmm. Like he'll talk in Spanish. But he's like he's so cute cuz he's like learning. He's so excited. Like he wanted to.
Oh, that was the thing. What? Accent. It reminded me of another question I had for you.
Uh-huh.
So, the situation is this as this follows. So this is one person that I know speak Spanish, and they speak English, of course, as well, right? But I try to speak to them in Spanish, and they always respond to me in English. Do you think it's because... But they have an accent when they speak English. Like a thick accent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have an accent when I speak English, but theirs is even thicker. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I can't understand them, you know? Sometimes. But they always, no matter what, always respond to me in English. Do you think they think I'm talking down to them because I'm speaking to them in Spanish?
I don't know.
Or why do you think they're so adamant about just responding in English?
Maybe because they might be aware that they have an accent and they're trying to...
Improve it, maybe?
I don't know. I just think... I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to associate... I don't know. If I hear someone speak Spanish, I'd be like, oh, and I'll speak Spanish. Especially if people around me don't speak Spanish.
Right? Yeah, me too. I'm like, I don't know. Because sometimes, like, you know, like, if you have somebody that speaks both languages, we talked about this also before, you go into Spanglish, and, like, you say something in Spanish, and then you say something in English, something in Spanish. So I do that often with him, but he always responds to me in English. And it got me thinking, I'm like, does he not like you when I speak to him in Spanish? Does he maybe take offense to it, you know? Because maybe he thinks I don't think his English is good.
But that shouldn't be your issue.
I know. But I'm just like confused, or I wonder why that is, you know what I mean?
I don't know, that's shady though. If you don't want to speak to you in Spanish, don't trust them.
Don't trust them. Hiding something.
Or they're gonna get you too. They're gonna get you.
How they gonna get me? Fuck.
They're gonna snitch on you.
They're gonna snitch on me? Yeah, because it's weird. It's a weird, like, dynamic in the sense that I'm like. Because sometimes you, like, some things just come out more naturally in Spanish, and, like, that's what happens, and they respond to me in English. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I've done more conscious effort now of
English only
around them because. I feel like that's what they're subtly telling me to do, you know, like, don't speak to me in Spanish.
Yeah, you peasant. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I agree with him.
Fuck you.
Just kidding.
No, but yeah, so I was going to ask you one question as well, one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the term white chicken?
Hell no, that's... No, that's ugly.
that's hideous. Use your context clues. What do you think it means?
You're mixed white and Mexican.
No.
Then you're whitewashed.
No.
Then you're a Mexican here in the States. No. Then you're a light-skinned Mexican.
Yes! Yes! I just recently heard this.
A white-skin? Mm-hmm.
White-skin.
No, I've heard... Okay. Well, I think they've just always been like light skinned.
I know, but what were they called?
I think. What do you mean?
What were they called? Like, what were they referred to? Nothing in particular?
I don't think so.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, now there's a name.
But
now
again,
there's a name attached to them.
Where did that word come from? From the States?
I don't know. I'm so sorry. It wasn't me.
Where did it come from? Because again, if it came from here, because bitch, if you go over there, They don't know what that shit is.
No, I know. But I'm just trying to tell you.
Americans trying to make it all about them.
All about them. Coming up with all the languages.
Even though they have some culture in them, they want to make it about them. Because that is the American culture.
Make it about them.
Making it about yourself.
The individualistic aspect.
Yes. And that America is great.
That's another American thing. That if you're going to call somebody whitewash, I think that's another thing that they refer to. When you want to move out when you're 18. That's seen as whitewash.
Yeah, I have, right? Like, some friends.
That's seen as whitewash.
Well, like, I'd be like, hey, what's up? You know, like, oh, yeah, I live over here. I was like, wow, like, where are you from, though? I'm like, I'm over here. And I'm like, wait, so when did you move out? Oh, I moved out when I was 16. Mm-hmm. I was like, why? Oh, I just wanted to get out. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't. And I was like, oh, no.
But that's, you know, it's an American white thing to do, right?
Yeah, and I'm just like, nah. Like, me and my mom, like, if it was up to her, I'd be there.
I'll still be there,
yes. I would still be there.
Or, like, another thing is putting their parents in a home. In an old person's home.
Oh, I can never.
But that's a white thing as well. And I feel like when you talk about that as a possibility, when you're Mexican, that seems very much as Americanized.
White. Because it's like la familia está unida.
That's what I'm saying.
We're united, so it's like we will take care.
So that's why I was gonna say that's very individualized. That's a white thing, you know what I mean? But anyways, I was gonna say the waxican, the white-sican thing. I recently learned that term, and I know exactly who they're talking about. And it's like somebody. What I think there was a TikTok and. TikTok, take it with a grain of salt. You know, this is a person's experience. You know, but they were talking about how in a white-skin wedding. So, like Fatima said, yes, a white-skin means a light-skinned Mexican. But the story goes that this one person was, I think he was a photographer or something like that. He was contracted to photograph a wedding. And this person had separated people by their skin color. Even though they were all Mexican, you know what I mean? But, like, they were light skins, a little bit medium, and then all the way dark skins. And it was, like, one of those things where, like, I feel like if we talk about the whitewash aspect, that's one thing, you know? Mm-hmm. But then if you talk about, like, the skin color, because I think the whitewash aspect is more, like, beliefs, not beliefs. Yeah, beliefs, practices that you adopt. Mm-hmm. The other one is more like the privilege you have because of your color, you know? Mm-hmm. And those are two completely different things. Mm-hmm. But it was just funny to me seeing that word because I know exactly those people. They're a little bit more entitled. I experienced them.
Which is the same thing as here. Mm-hmm. The same thing as white people. They are more entitled. They have more privilege. Da 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 da. The same thing happens in Mexico and anywhere. Really, if you're just of a lighter complexion, mm-hmm. immediately you're put in like in a hierarchy. So, and I've seen it and I know it. You know, if you're a darker skinned Mexican in Mexico, they will see you as dirty, which mm-hmm. is the same as here. But the thing here, there, it's like, well, they're all Mexicans. They're all the same. You know, it's like they're not very diverse. It's just the only thing that's diverse is their skin color, but like their culture or their ethnicity mm-hmm. is the same. Mm-hmm. You know, which sucks ass, but it is what it is, and the same shit happens there as it happens here. But yeah. I don't think that should be the term white-sican, because white-sican is what is it? It's
Americanized.
Americanized. It's an American word.
Term. Yeah, I feel like I don't know if I like the term, but there's a term for what I experience often.
The term is used here. So my question is, what would you call it in Mexico?
Ask them when you go.
Let me tell you this. They're white-skin.
Really? Your family?
Yeah. On my dad's side. ¿Y tú por qué saliste así? Lo
te voy a acusar con mi mamá. Oh, from your mom's side?
From my mom's side, they're more darker skinned, olive. Which I love it.
Which I love it.
Because, I don't know, I always get like, I'm sorry, but.
What?
I get bad juju. Bad juju? For white people. I don't like white people. And Sergio is like, he's a. He's a white
skin too. I'm sorry, he's chicken leg right now. You need to get some sun, man.
You need to get some sun.
Use some vitamin D.
But yeah, like my dad's side of the family, they're
Really?
white skin.
Yeah, I saw your dad. He didn't look that light skin. Well, it was
Oh,
at
he
night.
is.
It was at night.
Yeah, no, but he is.
Really?
Like my dad's side of the family, they're light skin.
Really?
Like, I think so. I have an aunt, que dicen Prieta, but she's not
She's like
like.
she's lighter than you.
Yeah, I think so, roughly. So like when I go visit, I'm probably like the darkest one there,
Is
and
your
then my
brother your skin
mom.
color as well?
No, they're light.
They're lighter, and your
They're
other brother
lighter.
also?
So like my older brother, he's probably just like a bit lighter, but he's not like white like my dad or like my dad's side. My dad looks tan because he was always outside, but if you
In
go
the
like
farm.
this, a typical, you know,
In
tan
the farmer's
line.
tan.
But I'm like for my family, it's like my mom and then it's me, and then it's like I want to say like my little brother and then my older brother and then my dad
Oh,
kind
really?
of thing. But that's because like my little brother would go to like in the sun a lot. But yeah, like white skin. So I'm like, hey, white skins, what's up?
No, yeah, so you have a list. Ask them if they have, what can you, what
If
did I say? If they have heard,
of Latinx, or if
and
they use the term, or what term do they
or for
use?
non-binary people as well, and if they heard of the word white skin.
What?
Yeah.
That's ugh.
Or do they have? Oh no, because that's them, huh? I was gonna say, or do they have a term for white, light-skinned Mexicans? But that's them, like you said.
Yep. What do you
So
call
no.
yourself? White skin? I just, oh my God. That term cringes me.
Cringes you? Makes you cringe. It makes you
Cringe-a.
cringe, not cringes me. That sounds weird.
Cringes me?
Yeah, that sounds
That's a
weird.
word. What? We're allowed to make words, and they're allowed to make words.
This dictionary is gonna
These are
leave.
so fucking cringe, though. It's like, bitch, go to fucking Latin America and be like, you're a white skin. You sound freaking. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna
I'm
say
not gonna
it.
do
No.
it. Just do it for the mic.
No, I'm gonna do it.
Gonna do it.
No, I'm gonna do
Okay.
it.
Anyways, anything else you have to say about the topic?
Cringe.
Cringe. So, did we figure out what Latinx is? We still don't know. I'm confused still.
What it is?
We know what it is, right? It is what it is. We know what it is,
Yeah, I
but.
understand where they're going
Okay.
for. Mad respects. But
Is the execution.
yeah, like I don't know if they expect every Latino, Latina, Latinx to use the word Latinx. Because essentially it's like how you describe yourself. I don't see myself as, I don't
Yeah.
identify as a Latinx. I identify as Latina, which we all should have the right to.
Yeah, I agree. So, anyways, this was this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed
Bye.
it. No, no! What, did I end it too abruptly? Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, so what should I say then?
Bye. I'm just
No, no!
kidding.
Okay, so, okay, no, no, never mind.
This was
So,
a
wait, no,
great
this was a great conversation,
conversation.
and it seems like we might have rambled a little bit too much, but that's because we're thinking it through as we speak,
Yeah,
right?
so this is raw.
Raw footage.
Raw.
Pussy talks English, Spanish, French. Pussy talks. Anyways, to hear the update on what Fatima's family calls themselves, and if that exists over there, where should they follow us?
You guys should follow us on our
Was that a
Insta.
better segue? That was way better, huh?
Of
That was a better segue.
course.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Where the shit they follow us, sir?
Word.
That
You guys can go ahead and follow us on our Instagram, which is Interrupted Rambling. And both of our handles are posted on the bio. And you can also follow us on Twitter, which is Interrupted Ram.
And then follow us, subscribe, and all your podcasts on.
You got this, boo.
Subscribe, follow us, listen to us on every podcast platform available. What?
It's just how you don't
Subscribe?
watch YouTube, do you?
No, I don't.
They say likes.
No, 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 no,
Like,
no, 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 no.
subscribe, and share.
But can they like that in podcast form?
They can like our Instagram pics.
Oh, that's true. Or they? Oh, yeah. On Spotify, you can also like some.
You can heart it.
You can heart it, which is like,
So.
right? Okay, yeah. So like, subscribe, post a comment, follow us.
Follow.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, rah, rah. What else? YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Pussy talk.
English, Spanish, and French.
Yay!